But what about the speed of life and our feelings of being overwhelmed? People within the Western world are not stressed and overwhelmed by their current life situations. They are instead energetically blocked and without flow of such energy in their current life style. Various academic but non-energy practitioners would argue from a different perspective, but for the individual attempting to help these people from a clear energetic view, this situation is normally very obvious. Is it good, or both emotionally, psychologically, energetically healthy, how people are being exposed to this obvious quickening energetic pace? Here we return to the potential division of thinking so aptly portrayed in ancient Chinese culture and tradition, the image of yin and yang, which is often portrayed in opposites such as light and dark, good and evil, male and female. Such a complete, accessible and powerful concept helps unravel the potentially conflicting and thereby confusing ideas generated in people's minds when they consciously explore energetic principles at work in their lives. The whole idea behind yin and yang highlights the need to firstly recognize the opposite aspects and then move towards reconciling or balancing such opposites in our lives. I'm now going to explore some of the approaches which are commonly used in various courses and books and explain their energetic elements as they combine with the mental rational ideas normally put forward. Secondly, I shall explain the basic principles which need to be present in any tools you're drawn to use so that both the insights and shifts created can easily be translated into your everyday experience. However, before you start using these tools, preparation is so important. When exploring books and other materials as sources of inspiration and to find structure, exercises, tools, once again your intuitive guidance will come to the fore, only if you allow the chatter of the conscious mind to quieten at such an important time. Let's examine some of the more obvious content of this conscious chatter to help you become aware of what you want and don't want at such time. Conscious chatter goes something like this. Because of my position at work, I should ignore certain ideas on directions, which involve any thoughts which might make me stray from the established norms of my world. Upbeat, goal-structured training exercises meet with my management position only. Intellectual, often complex materials meet with my scientific, rational mind and subsequent lifestyle. Only those gentle, imaginative and romantic story materials meet with my role as a housewife. Really exciting science fiction materials that meet with a wonderful opportunity to escape from my mundane lifestyle will meet my needs. Open up your thinking. What direction for those who are listening to this material who come from a strong religious basis to their current lifestyle? Many religions exclude the study of any material, thoughts and insights which will in any way create conflict with the established practices of that religion. Where does this place you when you wish to expand your inner connection with intuition? Simply, I answer that I am not suggesting for one moment that at any time you move away from an inner guidance which is natural. If you've been drawn to religion in your life, and this religion enhances your life, as I am sure that it will, then the approaches you will be drawn to only reflect, enhance, deepen or strengthen both your understanding and appreciation of the core beliefs on which your religion is based. I know this to be the case for many thousands of people I've worked with who had embraced the many forms of religious practice into their lives, always told me how they had a heartfelt connection, broadened and deepened their understanding and subsequent practice of such principles on a daily basis in their lives. What is being put forward by me at this stage in our work is what I have termed strengthening our conscious relationship with our emotional barometer. Emotional barometer? I'll now explain what and how this emotional barometer can operate in our lives. When we are young, in the first few years of life, We possess far more understanding about life than adults often realize. We use intuitive and rational guidance to a high degree. In fact, it can be readily argued that if we didn't, we wouldn't have survived beyond the first few years of life, as no parent can be with us, attentive to our needs, literally 24 hours of the day. Research carried out by a psychologist called Schaefer in the 1970s clearly showed how a young baby dictates a mother's attention for a large degree as it decides how it will interact with the world around it, including their mother as part of that world. If verbal skills are not yet in place, how does this remarkable ability operate? You guessed it, through a programmed intuitive ability, the measure of which is far more sophisticated than any adults realize. At birth, we are programmed to survive by using our parents or any other adult in our presence to enable us to do this. Most adults greatly underestimated your abilities when you were a child, no matter how loving their motivation. Let me provide an example from my professional experience to demonstrate why. In working with the terminally ill, I was often called upon to work with young children who faced a terminal illness. One young girl, among many who stand out in my mind, clearly demonstrated her inner wisdom on many occasions when we sat and talked. I was called to her hospital room on the last day of her life. A long illness was finally leading to the end of her young life. Her mother had been literally by her bedside for the last few days. After sitting and talking with this young girl and her mother, I heard Jane suggest that her mother needed rest and to go home and return later that day. Medically, I'd been informed that the patient's condition had reached a point where she might die at any moment, but I trusted both my instinct and those of Jane, and certainly made no attempt to intervene. After much persuading and reassurance, her mother did as Jane suggested. I remained, and Jane explained that her mother would not be able to handle that final moment. They had shared, at a very deep and thereby intense level, all that was needed to comfort her mother after Jane's death, for Jane had made sure of that. Jane asked me to explain all this to her mother after her death, which I naturally did. Jane died peacefully whilst I sat with her. I felt an incredible sense of peace within me, and in my mind thanked Jane later for sharing such wisdom, insight, as well as for her inspiration. Jane would have been 13 years of age if she had lived to her next birthday. I have many such stories, but Jane always remains a shining example in my experience of inner wisdom and guidance as a natural ability which all of us, no matter what age, possess. Exercises, the tools, can be one way of accessing the material from your very early life dreams, which need to become a part of your life today. Whatever success, be this financial, work, or career-wise, begin thinking now of ways in which you can draw on these images and select which can be a part of your life for the future. In July 1998, 4 years ago, I sat down and created a sustained exercise for making dreams of my youth a part of my reality. Within a couple of months, I began traveling the world, and it was paid for by other people. The dream in reality became far bigger than I'd ever imagined. Be aware, as I was, that I needed support during these stages, from a person who is balanced in their own life, resulting in them being receptive to your emerging exploration and resulting ideas, no matter how at odds such ideas initially appear when directly related to your current lifestyle. From many development books, which some of you will have read, you will recognize how important it is to select the sort of people you associate with during this time of change. Positive people, those who express in whatever way in their lives the features which you are recognizing will be of benefit to you. Those who issue fear and keep their lives in a tight balance through rejecting new ideas are best avoided for certain times when you are positively creating. you can return to these relationships at a later date or re-engage in them. As we change, people around us will change. Some appear to remain stuck in their old belief models. What can you do about this? There emerge a number of options. Get away. Influence them by letting them see how your life is advancing and trust that they will accept the change. Enable and allow these people to change in the way in which they relate to you from this new perspective. Be patient. But it is so important for you to keep silent about your new ideas until they come to fruition. Remember that until your ideas have taken shape, if you explain the form of it too early, people's prejudices, fears, and opinions will distort the shape you had in mind. Being in the DC effect is exactly the same as what athletes term the zone, the state of mind where they are able to reach peak performance, where their physical strength, guided by their rational mind, connects with an inner balance of perspective and insight. Many report no conflict, fear, or struggle. A professional golfer slips into the zone, seeing the ball clearly with their club swinging almost as in slow motion, to position it against the ball with just the right force to guide the ball to the exact place they see in their mind's eye on the green ahead of them. Synchronicity, hearing your inner harmony with no conflict, struggle, fear, or doubt, is mirrored in your outer world. What Carl Jung termed synchronicities become commonplace. You're always in the right place at the right time. You happen to bump into the right person at the right time. Parking places appear just when you need them. You buy a newspaper which contains the right job for you. When you decide to sell your home, it is with ease and at the right price. You see a car which suits your needs, and on making inquiry, find it's discounted that day. The difficult letter you avoid for weeks is completed within minutes. A project which has up until a few days before practicing to create the DC effect in your life been difficult is completed when you return and find a book which contains the key insight which brings all of the ideas together as one. Whatever you do on a regular basis, play golf, go fishing, do the ironing, gardening, walking the dog, riding a horse, driving to and from work or to the shops, bear in mind the ingredients of this recording. Use that ideal time to consciously introduce the DC concept and intend for some usable insights to emerge from that occupation which forms part of your daily routine.